Talking about Mocha Monday last night at the gym. Complete disaster. My friend, she thought she was helping me. I walk in. They're chatting, having a conversation, meet him. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to go. And he bailed like instantly. It was so, it was so awkward. I was like, I don't have anything to say to him. I didn't know that he was going to be there speaking with my friend in the lobby when I showed up. I didn't have things prepared.
I think just the guy may have just felt maybe just a little intimidated, because even though guys go, oh, you know, I'm the king of the chicks. Like if a guy gets cornered by a couple of girls, a lot of guys would be like, get me out of here quickly, because you women hunt in packs. And you do. And it can be intimidating for a guy.
I just started laughing. You got to give a shout out to a Love Drunk on Rum on Snapchat. She was hitting me up last night. She's like, I need to know. She's like, whenever I hear your Dover Y commercial, she's like, all I think is, have you talked to Mocha yet? Shout out to Romina and the girls at PDM. They listen all the time. Yeah. Romina said, he's too shy for you. It was so uncomfortable. This is why I didn't even want to ever meet him, really, because I had this whole thing where he was a really cool dude. It was great. Mm-hmm. He was, you know, I could look at him, I could check him out. Now it's ruined. I'm like, what's up, dude, when I walk by him? What's up, bruh? Like, I just lost all kind of...
any kind of hotness that you had towards him has now gone.
Gone.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Mocha Monday ruined.
Oh, poor you.
But he left, as soon as he left, that's a complete sign of not interested.
Well, he could have been that, or he could be into more people like Andy than Amy. There is that possibility. It's, you know, they're getting all these women.
Because I got a deep voice.
I can't say what I'm about to think. It's something in my head, I like working here.
You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike. Who's Petch?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Hey man, I listen to you guys all morning, and
thank you.
I never chime in, but y'all were talking about Mocha and him not being interested.
Okay, what do you think? You
know, well, you know how Amy has luck on having attraction for a gay guy.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I'm thinking that's what's going on.
Yep, you and me both. That's exactly
because I went to school with Julia, and her and Amy are both good looking women.
Thank you. I'm telling
you right now, if y'all come up to me. I'm a married man, but I'm at least showing interest. I mean, you guys are fine. I mean,
yeah, but you got to think about it like this though. Like, you know, like you got these two.
But he wouldn't be like, oh, you talk about me on the radio. If he's just, I mean, just a normal person, he'd be like, you talk about me on the radio. You nicknamed me Mocha. That's cool. Hey, nice to meet you. I got to run. It was just so uncomfortable.
Because you're like two predators. That's the reason why. Like,
yeah, you're at the gym. If you're not going to get hit on by two, I mean, they already showed interest. I mean, she already told Amy that. Amy's into him, so...
Yes.
Yeah, I think...
I don't get it.
No,
I would say, hey, instead of working out, you want to go grab some coffee or a drink?
Thank you, Mike. That's a dude.
I think he's...
I'm a married man. I'm happily married, but I mean, I'm just saying, that dude's got something wrong with him.
I think he might like more Andy's than Amy's, I think.
Exactly.
No, he just looks so good in that t-shirt, though. All right,
hey,
Mike.
But like you said, you're attracted to gay guys. I mean, it happens.
I don't think I've said that. Have I said
I think I've heard it. I'm for sure. You say every guy, you can't find a guy in Delaware because they're either taken or they're gay.
I think you might have said that.
Mike, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, I'm actually on my way to the beach.
Thank you for checking. Yeah. You have a great day.
All right, take it easy.
Bye, Mike.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on, sir?
No, I'm sitting here listening to y'all talk about Mocha Man.
Okay. Like a superhero.
I would say, I mean, maybe he was just, you know, a little weirded out, just, you know, because he got two women tag teaming him right there.
Exactly.
At one time. So maybe he did feel a little uncomfortable. Not saying he might not be interested. Maybe he just felt a little uncomfortable. So what I would do, this is just my opinion, but maybe next Monday, if you happen to see him, just walk over and say, listen, I just want to apologize for last week. Didn't mean to put you on the spot. You know, I kind of feel bad about it. You know, maybe.
I didn't do anything. I will never apologize for somebody. I barely apologize for my own behavior.
I'm just trying to help the girl out. You know, maybe he might be interested, you know, but maybe just felt a little weirded out, you know, being tag team like that.
Listen. I can understand that. But the good thing is that I don't have to. There's no like awkward introduction. I mean, that was it. That already happened. Uh-huh. So now when I see him on Monday, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And keep going about my business. He knows I'm interested. If he's interested, he'll make it happen. If not, I can, you know.
Yeah, maybe you're right. So I just forgot to throw my 2 cents.
Bobby's like, no, you should apologize to that man.
You scared this dude. Yeah. Like, he's thinking about having his membership back.
All right, Bobby, listen, thank you for checking in, man.
All right, say it, bye.
If you want to be part of the show, hit me up on Snapchat. Shout out to PSHEP12. He's on board with you. He thinks he might be...
into Andy's more than Amy's.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting that impression. Because for any
Why?
Dude... For any dude...
Who am I? Like, I'm some queen bee walking through there. He's probably like, this chick's a creep.
But the thing is, though...
He could just not be... I'm not attracted to every single man, and I like men.
Uh-huh.
I'm rarely attracted to anybody. Probably because this is how I act when I am attracted to them.
Exactly. There's a common denominator here. Yeah.
I got a whole thing, and this just took a turn for the worse.
Yeah, it did.
And listen, be part of the show anytime you hit us up on. You can hit me up Snapchat, AmyMCR. You can tweet us at PetchNamy or 424-1234. Be part of the show.